This is KCUR. I'm Michael Byers. A 2,000-year-old pipe, 18th-century painted robes, beaded designer shoes from 2011. These items and more are in a new exhibition at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art called The Plains Indians, Artists of Earth and Sky, which also includes masterworks from private and public collections across North America and Europe. As KCUR's Laura Spencer reports, the exhibit connects the past to the present.
It's early evening. About 500 people in suits and dresses are in the block building lobby at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art. Five men sit around a drum and start hammering beats. Men with flags and women in fringed shawls step to the music. Gary Mitchell, in a floral beaded vest, is a member of the Prairie Band Potawatomi tribe of northeast Kansas. He reads a blessing.
Much of the art here is spiritual in either a direct sense or through association.
Gaylord Torrance is senior curator of American Indian Art at the Nelson. He's also the curator of the exhibition, The Plains Indians, Artists of Earth and Sky. There are blessings by tribal leaders for specific objects, the people who handled them, and the exhibition's success.
At a blessing many years ago, a Meskwaki, a holy man, gave a blessing at an exhibition that I'd curated and was, of course, in Meskwaki, his own language. And he summed it up by saying, I hope he was addressing all those that were present. And he said, I hope now you can see these things with your heart.
In 2010, Stéphane Martin of Musée de Quai Branly in Paris visited the United States with the idea of an exhibition of Native American art. A stop at the Nelson sparked conversations about a show focused on the art of the plains.
It was actually a thrilling moment because the art of plains peoples is really my first love.
The Plains Indians exhibition opened in April at Quai Branly. Then it traveled from Paris to Kansas City. There are nearly 140 works, including painted robes, ceremonial objects, quill and glass bead embroidery, from collections across North America and Europe. The Nelson's director and CEO, Julian Sagasugoitia, calls it a defining moment. He says it's in the tradition of the mid-1970s exhibition, Sacred Circles, which also brought American Indian art to a wider audience.
I think Sacred Circles in 1977, presented here at the Nelson Atkins, was perhaps the stage in which all of Native American art came to an international recognition. So over the years, the Nelson has committed to this.
Many of the works were acquired through what's been described as forest diplomacy, gift-giving, and trade. In the 1700s, it was French traders and travelers, and a century later, explorers Lewis and Clark. Curator Gaylord Torrance says he also set out to reveal a plains aesthetic that went beyond the usual suspects.
Feather headdresses, beadwork, quillwork, the things that we really associate with plains culture in the 1870s and 80s and 90s. And of course, the reality is the broad overview of the art of plains peoples encompasses a huge diversity of forms.
There are paintings and drawings, and sculptures in stone, wood, antlers, and shell. Works from the early years of the reservations and up through this decade, like a beaded powwow dress in a vivid shade of pink, designed by Jody Gillette.
I have been dancing since I could walk.
Jody Gillette is a member of the Standing Rock Sioux tribe. She's also an advisor to President Obama on Native American affairs. She says she designed the dress inspired by photos of dresses her grandmothers wore when they danced.
I mean, that's really what the a powwow tradition does, is it celebrates that we're still here and we still have our songs, we speak our languages, and we still very much have a perspective that is unique.
Creation never stopped. The basic goal of this exhibition is to really reveal the long history of an extraordinary culture.
Torrance says Plains culture is very much alive today in all of its diversity. Some artists continue to work within older traditions, and others, he says, are stepping beyond them. Laura Spencer, KCUR News.
The Plains Indians, Artists of Earth and Sky, runs through January 11th at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art. It will then travel to the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York. You can listen to an extended conversation about the exhibit with three museum directors on the web at kcur.org/arts.